Sup, bitches. It's a very special edition of the B Show, a wrestling podcast. We're going to get this done in under 30 minutes. All we're doing is predictions for WrestleMania 33, taking place this Sunday in Orlando, Florida. Right, Jay?
Yes.
You like that open? I was happy.
Dude, I like that opening. You should open it like that, everyone.
Yeah, it's not
every podcast.
Happen.
And they don't like to be called bitches. What was it? Meat gazers, homies. Listeners, what was the other one? This is what people tweeted
bitches.
Us. Bitches. All right, and bitches. Tweet at us. Do you like to be called bitches?
Not you ladies out there.
No.
You ladies ain't bitches. You
and
hoes.
We don't mean that in negative context to our dudes either. So, WrestleMania, man. So, the stadium, have you seen any of the pictures for the stadium?
For the build, yeah.
Dude.
They got to spit water all over the mic.
Yo, they got a roller coaster there.
I know.
You think any of the wrestlers are going to
take it? You don't like roller coasters, though, do you?
I love roller coasters.
Do you?
Yeah. I hate to climb up the roller coaster. That scares the crap out of me. It's super slow. But after that, I'm fine. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I don't like heights, but I can do that stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, dude, that looks awesome. You think Undertaker takes the roller coaster down?
No.
Like, whee!
No.
With his drones or whatever they're called?
He throws his back out or something.
What are those guys called?
Drones.
He'd throw his back out?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. And he's going to get his ass kicked.
Inertia,
in
bro. Inertia's a motherfucker.
Who do you think takes the roller coaster down? Just New Day?
Probably New Day.
New Day's the host.
Jack Gallagher.
You think so? Like Mary Poppins? I was hoping they would have him float to the ring with the umbrella like Mary Poppins style.
You think they're going to put anybody on a zip line since Owen Hart died? Uh-uh.
They have. Didn't Shawn Michaels do it after Owen passed away?
No,
that was before.
Yeah.
I feel like they did it one more time.
No.
Who just came down from the middle of the ring on something and then they unhooked him in WWE?
Well, it was a shark cage. I mean,
no,
that
no, not
at least
a shark cage.
Is...
It was somebody on a rope, and I thought to myself, "Holy crap! I can't believe they have him on a wire right now." What the hell was that? It was somebody.
I think it might have been something you dreamed about.
All right,
so let's dive into this card because we only got 28 minutes left.
Let's go with the kickoff show. So
start at the very beginning.
Yep, the kickoff show, which nobody knows the order of the matches, but we'll start there.
Six-pack challenge.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go there first. In this, Strowman, Sami Zayn, Big Show, Ziggler, Apollo Crews, the Usos will not be defending their new title. They are in this Battle Royal. Chad Gable, Jason Jordan, Mark Henry, Titus O'Neil, Goldust, R-Truth, Curtis Axel, Primo, Epico, Bo Dallas, Jinder Mahal, Dixon's favorite guy, Rhino, Heath Slater, Mojo Rawley, Kurt Hawkins, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Simon Gotch, Aiden English, Kalisto, Victor, Connor, and Sin Cara. Real quick, before we pick who wins this, why did Sami Zayn have to beat KO in order to get in when you got like all these dudes in there?
Because Raw's got a deeper roster.
I guess. But all right, who do you got winning that?
Braun Strowman.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. You'll have your moments where, like, Mojo and Dolph continue their program. The Usos and American Alpha will continue their program. There'll be some funny spots.
Who are the final two?
Strowman, Big Show.
Big Show? Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they have Big Show be the last one. It makes sense. You know, you give it, you're passing.
Will
the
he be
baton.
The first three-time Andre the Giant?
No,
Memorial
I just mean
Battle
like,
Royal winner.
Do you want Braun to be face or heel? So do you put him against a face, or do you put him, or is Big Show just going to flip in this match like 100 times like he always does? All right, I got Braun too. I like Braun, Big Show. That's what I was going to say. I mean, maybe, I can't picture a little guy in there. Maybe
Mojo
is
the only other one that I think has a legit, even like 30-1 odds.
I think I could see Sami Zayn.
Nope, I hope not. It sucks. I hate him.
You think it'll be one Raw, one SmackDown?
No, it'll be Strowman, Roman.
Strowman,
or Strowman and Show.
Strowman and Show. Strowman's my pick to win it. All right, the SmackDown Women's Championship six-pack challenge match last night on SmackDown Tuesday evening. Naomi came back surprised. She is the sixth person to enter the match. So it is Alexa Bliss versus Naomi versus Mickey James versus Carmella. FAB versus Natalya versus Becky Lynch.
I'm going to go Naomi. I think Naomi takes the title back.
Yep. In her hometown, she wins it.
Yeah. She gets her WrestleMania moment for time served.
Kind of worked out for that way, too. It made more sense for her to go after the belt at home.
I think this was the plan the whole time, man.
But she was really injured.
I know, but I think they played the injury up more than it actually was.
And the match that Dixon is looking forward to the most, but is only on the kickoff show, which is very disappointing, Neville versus Austin Aries.
Doesn't matter if it's on the kickoff show or not, man. This is stealing the show.
Yeah.
Stealing the show. And I think you got to let Neville keep the title and let Aries chase. I think that makes the most sense. Would I like to see Austin Aries go in there and take the Cruiserweight title? Absolutely. But I think there's more money and more legitimacy in making that division if you make him chase for a little bit.
I agree. Everything you said, and one last thing, Neville missed last year's Mania. Yeah.
And for Aries to have only been back for 3 weeks as an active wrestler.
And win it at Mania.
I don't know that he deserves a WrestleMania moment just yet where Neville does.
Exactly. So I got Neville on that too. Okay, so now on to the main card. Let's just touch base with New Day. How many over under, how many segments they will be involved in?
Seven?
I was going to say five, but you think seven?
Yeah.
Seven spots. Okay, and then here, off the card, do you think that the Hardys show up at Mania to mess with New Day at any point?
Possibly, but I think if I'm Vince, I hold it off until Monday night, especially considering I just did a Monday night after WrestleMania documentary to air on the network.
Yeah.
You got to make that night special, and I think that's what they're going to do it with.
They've got to do something. I agree with you. I think that would make sense. The only issue I have with if you don't have them show up is that what the hell is New Day going to do for freaking – it's seven segments. I mean, it's going to get old real quick.
Well, you got Big E can dance, right?
Yeah. But they
Kofi can do his thing.
Yeah.
And then Xavier could go off and get Paige again.
Maybe. Why does he need Paige, man? He just goes up, up, down, down to some lady in the crowd, man. Picks a little honey. All right, so that New Day is hosting. That should be interesting. Where do we want to go with?
Let's just go in order of whatever you've got it there.
Okay, so
I mean, we know Goldberg Lesnar's going on last, so we'll put that on last here.
All right, so I'll go from top bottom. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles.
AJ, all the way. I think Shane gets his shit in, and there's a couple of like really superb high spots, but I think AJ made the point in his promo last night that this is the first time Shane has signed himself up for a traditional wrestling match at WrestleMania. It's not tables, ladders, chairs. It's not hardcore. It's not an Undertaker match. You got to stay within the ropes. You got to actually wrestle. And I think the fact that they brought that up is going to be the thing that frustrates Shane and ultimately costs him the match.
AJ better go over. If AJ loses this match,
there's no way he loses.
He can't lose.
I think he either goes over clean after a hard-fought battle or Shane gets disqualified for doing something hardcore, and then they continue the feud.
Or do you think AJ, because here's the thing, I think AJ is going to Raw because he just came out with a new T-shirt and it's all red, like the Raw brand that the WWE shop just put up, like he has with his SmackDown AJ Styles shirt, so I think that they're going to do a draft relatively soon after, so I'm wondering.
They've already announced it.
When's the draft date?
It's not a new draft, it's just like a...
But when's that date where they go and
Whenever it's Vegas, I think it's 3 weeks after WrestleMania,
they
4 weeks
that
after
last
WrestleMania.
Night on SmackDown or something?
I believe so, yeah. I saw it somewhere, it might have even been on a dirt sheet.
So I'm wondering, do you have AJ, Shane end there, and then just the verbal back and forth for the weeks after for them to do a trade? Or do you have AJ cheat to win here and then cheat? He better
or
win
clean,
man.
Or do you have Daniel Bryan get involved and say you're still fired?
Yeah, exactly. All I know is, I thought you meant get involved in the match. I'm like, dude,
no,
every freaking
Well, it's not
listener.
Like Styles and Danielson didn't work a lot in Ring of Honor together.
No, I know, but to see it now. Let me say this thing about the match. I know I was a Shane Mark last year. I was disappointed for this match because I felt AJ wanted something that I felt AJ should get something bigger, something to go after the title. But I'll say this. This will be the match that everybody talks about because Shane will do crazy stuff and AJ is so amazing. He has never put on one bad match.
He is the absolute best in the world at what he does inside the ring.
And Shane
right
is entertaining.
He is it.
Yeah, so I think that match is going to be gangster. The other one that I'm super excited for, I know you definitely are, Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice. Awesome buildup. Probably the best buildup of any match.
Well, here's the thing. Up until last night, I genuinely thought they were going to do some sort of like beatdown angle on Cena, but he said right away, like after this match, I'm going to go make a movie.
Exactly.
And I'll be back, Mike. I'll be back.
Yep.
So I think Cena and Nikki go over clean. And I think they go over clean, and I think they go over pretty dominantly. And then we see The Miz and Maryse, like, both kind of, like, mentally break down and become vicious and more maniacal. And then eventually, when Cena has another movie, they don't talk about it. And Miz hurts him.
Yeah.
You know, finger quotes, hurts him and really puts him out.
My thought on this is, when does Cena ever lose at Mania? I guess, unless it's against The Rock. And it is Cena with his girl, so to give him that one moment. So you're 100% right. That's probably going to happen. I'm just going to go with Miz and Maryse for the one reason, what you said. Cena's leaving. I think Miz and Maryse win the match. I think that they probably cheat to win the match just to give him heat when they leave. And then I think John Cena proposes to Nikki Bella, and that's where they get the good graces. Everybody will remember that and not
this
the
is
match.
Definitely the match before like the like on-premise intermission.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah,
it's got to be. So the non-sanctioned match, Triple H for Seth Rollins. So this means, like, is it a regular wrestling match, or can it be anything goes?
Well, here's my question, man. Where's Joe? Where's Joe on this card? He's not on it. He's not in the Battle Royal. He doesn't have a match.
No.
Nothing. That means he's going to get involved here.
Which means who else do you think is coming back? Think Finn Balor shows up here?
Entirely possible. Yeah, I mean, it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And starts a little feud, maybe those two.
And if it's not Finn, it's Nakamura.
Yeah, but Nakamura just signed on for the NXT European Tour in June, so now they're saying that they're holding off.
It doesn't mean he can't make his Mania debut.
No, I know, but you think you'd want to make it and then have him.
Yeah, I mean, Finn Balor's the obvious thing.
Because Finn's not in this as well. Yeah, I'm interested to see how this goes. Only reason why Triple H wins is if they want to continue this storyline.
It'll continue.
If this storyline continues, then it's got to be Triple H. Because Seth Rollins is injured.
You've got KO. You've got Samoa Joe. You've got Triple H. It's almost like they're building a faction again. So wouldn't it make sense for Seth Rollins to recreate something a la The Shield?
Oh, that'd be badass. Okay, which goes into my... So I'm going to go with Triple H just... I can't see Seth Rollins
I think it ends as a schmoz with Joe getting involved, Finn getting involved, no decisive finish, and then it just continues on until WrestleMania next year where you have Triple H's faction versus Rollins' faction, and there you go.
I do like the schmoz. I'm going to go with the schmoz, too. Raw Tag Team Ladder Match. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass and Sheamus and Cesaro. Before you give your prediction... What do you think that Finn could show up here and help his boys? Rumor is maybe he shows up to help Gallows and Anderson.
I highly doubt it. He got too big of a face pop at the house show to be going heel. And I think Enzo and Cass get their WrestleMania moment.
Enzo and Cass, this is definitely opening the show. Without a doubt, you have Enzo come out and do his shtick.
And it'll be some sort of big deal thing, too, where they make, they have like a bunch of extras and set pieces. And
you always want to start Mania out on a positive note. Get
huge
the crowd.
Hot note, yep.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think I'd like to see Gallows and Anderson win, but...
They should retain based on psychology, but Enzo and Cass are going to definitely walk out of there with the titles. You got to pop the crowd early, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Raw Women's Championship Elimination Match. Bayley versus Sasha versus Charlotte versus Nia Jax.
Do you have to ask me?
What's that? What do I need to ask you?
I said, do you even need to ask me?
Who you think's going to win?
Yeah.
You're going with Nia Jax?
I certainly am.
But not who your favorite. Who do you think's going to win?
I genuinely think
you
she's going
to
win.
You think Nia Jax is going to win?
I think...
No way. She's going to be the first one pinned, man.
No, because you got to go back and do Sasha Charlotte for a little while longer. And it makes sense to have a babyface challenger, a babyface underdog challenger like Bayley, chasing Nia Jax.
This one is like the hardest one to predict on the entire card.
I mean,
because you could see Bayley win, you could see Sasha win.
I don't see Bayley winning. They've set her up to fail so far. I mean,
this is what I think.
Either going to be Charlotte so she can continue her pay-per-view streak, or it will
be. She lost the last pay-per-view.
Oh, then that's over. Then, Nia Jax all the way, 100%. All
right, so you got
Nia. Get that title, big girl. Then I'll take you out to dinner.
I'm going. They're either going to do two things with this. Either Charlotte wins, or it's Bayley versus Sasha, and Sasha screws over Bayley, and Sasha does a heel turn, which
but then you got no face chicks.
You have Bayley as a face.
Who else is there, though, beyond Bayley?
Azuka.
Asuka.
I say that just
but she's not up, man.
You're talking about they're bringing her up. She's been performing on house shows for Raw. Bring her up. Just saying.
There's no way she's coming up yet.
But I'm going to go with Charlotte. I just think that she deserves that moment. I tell you, who won it last year for the women? Was it Charlotte? It was Charlotte versus Sasha versus... Yeah, it had to be because she had a perfect pay-per-view. Maybe they don't make her win then. I'll come back to the one before we end. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship match.
I'm going to admit this. I'm a mark for Corbin.
You like this?
I like what he's been
doing.
You
like those tattooed guys.
No, I mean, my complaint is that he still wrestles in the shirt, but he does have a weird belly button.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get it. But maybe just wear higher pants, a la Paul Burchill when he was doing the pirate gimmick.
Oh, I loved Paul Burchill.
As opposed to wearing a T-shirt like eight other guys and getting lost in the shuffle. You don't know who Paul Burchill is.
Nope, never even heard of that guy.
What a turd you are.
Who's Paul Burchill? What was his
Paul
gimmick?
Paul Burchill was really big during the OVW days, won the world title down there a few times, got brought up. And
what was his gimmick?
He was a pirate. He was Pirate Paul Burchill. And he had this girl named Katie Lee, and he would swing in on a rope
when
from
was
the
this?
Stage to the mat. When was OVW
Decade.
Big? It's been at least 10 years. It was right around the OVW time Eugene and 2000. Santino were like the big.
It was like early 2000s.
Yeah, like 03, 04.
Yeah, because Brock and Randy Orton and those guys were down there in that time.
Yeah, he was.
What pirate came up to the main roster? I don't remember a pirate on Raw.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, no. I do not never heard of that guy.
Anyway, Baron Corbin, you had a weird belly button. Figured out.
Is that the belly button that has like the sun around it? He got the tattoo with the sun around the belly button.
Yeah,
that's the reason why he wears the shirt, man.
Probably
because it's super lame.
His belly button looks like a terrible ashtray.
That dude is a Golden Gloves boxer. He played football. He is like
played for my Indianapolis Colts, as a matter of fact.
And he did. He's like jiu-jitsu or something, and he gets a freaking sun around his belly button. I mean, I guess when you can do all that, you can get a sun.
Yeah, well, you've got that bear paw on your ass cheek. I mean,
that's different, though.
That's just because you're the
that's always covered up. You don't see my ass cheek in the ring.
And you're the submissive in your relationship, so that makes sense.
Right. Bear paw means rawr. I'm going Baron Corbin.
No, it doesn't, bro.
Baron Corbin.
Just so you know, in case you make that mistake in the men's room someday, that's not what it means.
What's it mean?
It means you're just the submissive.
Really?
If you have the bear paw.
I was just joking, dude. First of all. Homies and listeners.
Let's not get off subject.
I do not have a bear paw on my ass cheek yet. Baron Corbin, 100%. They got to free Dean Ambrose of this belt. He's done absolutely nothing with it.
I hope he gets
Corbin
released.
Did.
I hope Dean Ambrose gets released after WrestleMania.
I agree with that. I would not care if I never saw
John
Dean
Moxley,
Ambrose again.
John Moxley, you suck.
Well, I don't know about the guy, but the wrestler
I mean, he's a wrestler,
about.
Man. It's just...
You don't... Okay.
I think he's terrible.
Here's something. Over under how many times he bounces off the rope and comes back with a clothesline.
17.
I was going to say 20, but I'll go 17. Done. Over under. We'll count it. We both got Corbin in that one. Next match, United States Championship match, Jericho versus KO.
KO's definitely taking it because Fozzy's got tour dates.
Do you think it's clean or schmoz? I'm going to go KO,
too.
KO's got to win.
He's going to go clean. I mean, he's got to be dominant in this. And then when Jericho comes back after his spring European tour with his terrible band, he'll exact his revenge. Maybe not get the title back, but...
To go off what you said earlier about your staple, do you think Joe could interfere here, beat down Jericho, KO wins, and then that really solidifies those two working together?
That would be great. I think they need a third guy, though.
Triple H.
No, like a legitimate, regular working.
They could
third
find
guy.
Somebody. Yeah, they could.
I think they bring the Authors
someone.
Of Pain up and they do an all fat guy faction.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
For real though, think about that. You've got two dudes. I mean, Owens is probably in real life 5'11", got to be 320 with the way he's worked that gut out, man. Like that thing's just.
Yeah, it has
bad.
Definitely not gotten smaller.
And it's gotten firmer, which makes me worry about his health, but that's for another time. Joe is 6 feet, 6'1", flat-footed, and he's got to be close to 340, 350. He's got big titties.
He's bigger than KO, that's for sure. But
he's
got a wider body.
Wider.
Yeah, he's got wider shoulders.
And he's got the chest that KO doesn't. He's also got the thighs and legs that KO doesn't. So I'm going to put him at around 350. The two guys in Authors of Pain are both around between 6 feet and 6 feet two, and their total combined
they
weight
suck,
is just
though.
Under. They don't, though. But here's this.
Sucking
is, this
NXT.
This is what you got to understand, is when all they are is your muscle that stands there.
You're like those guys in Bullet Club.
Correct.
Just standing on the back.
Like Bad Luck Filet or whatever the hell his name is.
Aleister Black would be awesome.
Green.
Not now, but yeah, I'm saying later green. Down, if he was legit ready, he would fit in perfect.
Or maybe
guys.
Chris Hero's that third guy.
I was going to say, or Chris Hero was the other one.
Cassius Ohno.
So, yeah, I'll go with KO. I think there's going to be a schmoz. Not a schmoz. I think that KO will cheat to win. I hope not, because Homeboy needs to finish. He needs to go over strong, because he's cheated in almost every match to retain his belt.
But he's the chicken shit heel, and he plays it well.
But the best KO is when he's in that zone. He gives you that look, and he just snaps. And he's the badass. That's the best KO out there.
But the thing is that's Joe's character, and Joe's the badass, and KO's the chicken shit heel, and they're going to play those parts for the time being. And I don't think it's a bad thing.
WWE Championship match, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
Orton's definitely taking the title.
I got Bray Wyatt going over. I think they keep it with Wyatt.
I would like them to keep it with Wyatt, but I think...
Okay, here's the thing. If Bray Wyatt loses again at WrestleMania, he's lost to Cena, he's lost to Undertaker, he's lost, and then he'll lose to Randy Orton. Who the hell is he ever going to be? If he doesn't win this, and he's strong, the crowd's into him being the champ. You got Homeboy coming back.
Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan's coming back. Well, could start up a nice feud with Luke Harper going out after
God,
it.
That would be awful. Eric Rowan is the drizzling shits.
No. Cool Luke thing, Harper versus Luke, Bray.
Oh, yeah, that would be
that
cool.
Could start
the match. Did you watch the match last night? It was really, really good.
Dude, Harper's awesome. I'm telling you, there's something there for him after
Mania. Here's what I like. And it's that I've heard from multiple relatively reliable sources on a couple of dirt sheets on the internet that Bray is petitioning really hard to have Bo Dallas join.
Yeah, that's
the
what
Wyatt
we talked
family.
About on our last show. Yeah,
but like, and no Wait, offense, buddy, but when I hear it from you,
I get it from the people that you respect. Do you think I just make stuff up?
Yes,
do you think
sometimes I do.
I have never made up anything ever, ever. Never. Soak it in, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, by the way, real quick, why isn't Luke Harper on anything? He's not even in the freaking Battle Royal. That means he's showing up, man. He's showing up. He's going to help Bray. That's what it is. You think that he's against Bray all this time, and they're going to pull one over on Randy Orton. Luke Harper helps Bray retain the belt, and they all stand there in the middle of the ring. And then who comes down from the rafters? Bobby Roode. It's glorious.
Nobody's coming from the rafters, bro.
So glorious. No, but anyway,
I feel like
it would
I'm hanging
be
out with like a 12-year-old.
No, you're hanging out with a guy who has had no sleep, and he's just crazy. But anyway.
You've got a boner for WrestleMania, don't you?
Yeah, and I can't even watch it, man.
Me neither.
A stupid buddy's getting married literally during WrestleMania.
I've got David Lindley at The Lost.
But I have...
herpes. Oh, no. Sorry.
I do not have herpes, man. I've told you that. You have the male HPV.
Not anymore.
Got rid of it. You got to cure it.
I gave
no.
it away, bro.
So do you think Luke Harper shows up here? Or do you think he's gone entirely?
Definitely. Most definitely.
All right. So I got Bray. You got Randy Orton. And lastly, Bill Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. Couple questions.
Lesnar.
Who wins?
Lesnar.
Lesnar. You got to go with Lesnar. And how long's the match? Over, under... 7.5 minutes.
Man, the
oh, that's
way they
a good
keep,
Vegas line right there.
The
huh?
way they keep building it's like this big bloodbath. I think Lesnar's just going to get in there, 3 or 4 belly-to-bellies. They're going to tease a spear. Lesnar's going to sidestep it. Another belly-to-belly or belly-to-back. Suplex City, F5. He picks him up, F5s him again. 2.5 minutes, we're done.
Do you see any people coming out for this match, much like what they did with Sting and Triple H? I'm not saying that
no,
that
absolutely
NWO
not.
Is coming. You think
there's
just straight
enough name
straight.
Value with the two of these guys.
So then you can't close the Mania with that then.
They fucking closed the Royal Rumble with it.
Yeah.
Or SummerSlam.
Yeah, but that was a shock. That was the first thing you never thought that would happen. That's why it worked.
You got to get Lesnar get his shit back, dude.
No, I agree with you having Lesnar do that. But what I'm saying is
I think it's got to be quick,
over,
clear,
under
concise.
7.5 minutes. You're
under,
saying under.
Way under.
So you're saying the championship that closes Mania is literally like less. I say they've got to go at least 10 minutes. They've got to go 10 minutes.
Now, if you're talking like
I'm tired.
How long are they going to be in front of the crowd? How long is
10 minutes
going
where
to talk?
When the bell rings.
Nope.
But they don't have to
way
do
under.
Anything.
Way under.
Way under. Okay, I got 7.5. You're saying under 7.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead. Under 7.5, and I say over 7.5.
All right. What are we betting on this one?
You owe me a lunch already, so you want to do double or nothing lunch?
No, let's do something different.
You have to buy the WWE Network, and I get a and I get to use it for 3 months.
Nah, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, what do you want? You came up with it. No, I'm not going to shave or anything, man. Or get a tattoo, you sicko.
I want 12 Arizona Big Cans.
12 Arizona Big Cans.
Versus a 12-pack of LaCroix. That's fair.
Is it equal price? I feel like you're...
Case, sorry. 12 versus 24.
Okay.
12 Arizona Big Cans of my choice. And case of LaCroix.
LaCroix for me. Okay. Done.
All right.
What a boring bet that is, but I'll take it. I like
no,
it.
No, because
wait,
know,
what's
I
the
like
bet? Over under 7 minutes? Has 7.5?
Yeah. Is that,
okay. All right. I got to get my stopwatch out now. I'm going to be on every dirt sheet to see how long the official time
well,
is.
Well, let's do this then. Let's do like most right, because you just made notes. I saw you make notes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whoever has the most correct predictions over the course of WrestleMania gets the win on the bet.
All right. And that includes the over under, too.
Yeah.
We'll put that in there. Any surprise before we wrap up, because that's all the matches, any surprise appearances do you think? Angle shows up at all and does anything because
no,
there's
because
rumors
they'll,
him
they'll
being
wander out the they'll wander out the Hall of Famers. They,
oh yeah,
they
yeah, they'll
do.
Come out there. But I'm saying, you see DDP or Angle or any of these guys infusing themselves
DDP
in any match.
DDP gets stuck in an elevator for the entire weekend.
Oh, dude, how dare you? He can't. He has yoga, man. He can climb out,
no.
climb up the elevator shaft.
He's got yogurt and it's growing
dude,
between
his
legs.
He was on Sports Nation.
I don't care. I hate his guts.
Oh, I love DDP. DDP. Boom, diamond cutter. I'm going to go do some yoga right now.
Dude,
anyway,
sucks.
Dude, any surprise appearances? There's always surprise appearances. Think CM Punk comes back.
You know, dude,
I'm fucking loopy,
not that I want to go over 30 minutes because we're getting damn
that's all
close.
That's it. That's all I got.
This is my thing, and this is just going to be my last thought for this before we wrap it up, is God damn it, do I wish that motherfucker never quit because everybody I want to see him work is there now.
I know. It does suck. Because before it was always like these big dudes that were boring.
Dude, could
in
you
ring.
Imagine him and Neville? Him and Aries? God. Him and Hero?
Dude, him
Danielson
and,
gets fucking cleared.
Him
he
and,
comes back.
Dude, him and KO. Him and like on the mics against each other. Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Verbally, yeah, but I don't know that I would want to watch that match.
That would be a good match in the ring. That would be a good match.
Yeah. I'm talking about like Nakamura and Punk. Bobby Roode
yeah.
and Punk.
I was gonna
all
say Bobby
these matches
Roode, yeah.
that have never happened. Punk. That's happened. But it would still
yeah,
be good. It would still be
here,
a great
yeah,
program.
Yeah.
But like Punk, I know you're not listening to this. I may even email this to you, bro. But like,
email him the show.
Think about it, bro.
Love you, Punk.
Think about
yeah,
it.
Kind of.
Think about it. This
hey,
could
man,
be a time for you to come back and shine.
He's
fuck that lawsuit.
He just drop it.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll drop the lawsuit if you pay me $5 million to come out.
It's not about Bam. The money for him, man. It was about the opportunity. But anyway,
any surprise appearances?
No.
There's got to be something.
I
think Hogan
it.
Comes back?
I don't know, brother.
I think
if
The
he
Rock
does,
shows
it's gonna
up.
Be with the new
oh,
days.
Did you hear what I heard? I heard that there was rumors that it's going to be that Cyborg and Ronda Rousey are going to do something at Mania, like some kind of like match. Yeah.
I don't know that it's going to happen on Mania. I think it might happen Mania
SummerSlam
weekend
or something. Think they could show up and they could start something?
Possibly.
Listen, it's Mania. They're going to have something, whether it's Stone Cold, whether it's Rick and The Rock. Somebody's coming out and they're going to do something.
I think something.
6 hours long. Those matches don't equal six, considering you have the main event under 7.5.
But you got to look at it from the perspective of there's two or three matches on there that I think deserve 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but even if you have 30 minutes, 6 hours, bro. Six.
Well, the Battle Royal is going to take like 15 minutes. The six-pack challenge will probably go 20. If they don't give fucking Neville and Aries 30 minutes, they're high.
Oh, they're definitely not. That'll be no more. That'll be 15 minutes.
Tony,
man, you got to think of all the entrances for people. Bray Wyatt,
but,
Undertaker,
but you're
the
talking
roller
about
coaster.
A 5 o'clock kickoff.
I know, but it's 6 hours. That includes all the New Day stuff, the roller coaster stuff, the special guests, the entrances alone
are
going to
be crazy.
15
minutes. I'd be happy with
yeah,
15
action-packed.
I want a half hour, but I'd settle for 15.
15 action-packed would be great. All right, well, that's
so
it.
So the bet is on.
The bet is on. I will post these, our bets, up on Twitter and Facebook so everybody could see and root along. Go Team Fancy. And, hey, enjoy your WrestleMania. Enjoy partying it up with everybody out there.
Tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at The B Show Wrestling. on Twitter or at the B Show Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. Like us, subscribe, pass it along to your friends. Drop us a note. We loved interacting with you guys, and yeah, we're excited for Mania, baby. And we'll get into the whole NXT and all that stuff, the other cards, when we come back after Mania. But we wanted
that's
to get
30
this
minutes on the dot. Bye.
Love you.